Hey, you guys, it's that time of year where chaos ensues. Would you rather have the next 35 days be calm or the next 35 days be that chaos that you've come to expect during Thanksgiving and Christmas? This episode works like a mini workshop. By the end, you're going to have a concrete plan so that you can eliminate some of the things that are creating so much overwhelm during this time, and I'm sharing an unfortunate mother-in-law story. I have so many tips for you that can absolutely transform your holiday season this year, so keep listening. Hi, I'm Carrie, and you're listening to I Meant to Do That, the podcast that brings you breakthrough strategies to help you live and lead authentically. Well, hello, welcome back to another episode. Thanks for joining me. If you're new and this is your first time listening, a huge big welcome to you. I am very glad that you're here today. And I want to say congratulations to each of you because I know you're very busy, and you have a lot of things to do, and you have a lot of things that you need to learn and figure out and places to go and people to talk to. It's never ending, and you are taking a minute for yourself to relax, to kind of get yourself focused and centered more on being authentically who you are and focused on the things that matter most to you. And today's episode is really all about that, especially when you are entering the busy, crazy season ahead. This is being recorded in November, so the busy, crazy season ahead is Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. But what we're going to be talking about today would apply for really any time of your life where you're feeling like there is just so much, and I've got to overdo, and I've got to do it well. Anytime that you're feeling like that, this episode is going to be so applicable for you. And I cannot wait to share with you the strategy that can set you free. Today, it's fast, it's quick, and very practical. But before I go there, I want to thank you so much for supporting the podcast. One of the best ways that you can support me is by liking, following, subscribing, doing all of that by hitting the buttons. And the other thing is by leaving me a rating and a review. And especially if you can leave one on Apple Podcasts, that helps me out a great deal with visibility and the algorithm so that other people can find this content. Because, you know, it's not always easy getting your stuff out there. A few days ago, a listener named Nancy from Navigate Life, she wrote me this review. Thank you so much. She wrote, "This podcast provides great value. Carrie covers topics relevant to many women in such an authentic way. You feel like you're spending time with a friend. As she shares her knowledge and provides practical tips and strategies, you gain insights. After listening, you feel encouraged and empowered." Ah, that means so much to me. Thanks so much, Nancy. I appreciate it. And this episode is no exception, so we're going to jump right into it. Many of us have a problem where we confuse overdone for being well done. That in order for us to do something well and have it be good enough, have it be meaningful, it needs to be overdone. So thinking about where we are right now, you know, November, looking into Thanksgiving and going into December, where might overdone be happening? It could be a calendar that is very full and overstuffed with all of those social get-togethers, gift exchanges, lunches, brunches, breakfasts, those events that you go to at church or at work or with your friends or family, a million different activities. You have those kid functions too. It can get overdone. Another way of overdone can be bringing extra dishes. Maybe make the homemade crusts and the homemade rolls this year. Sending cards out this year might be overdone. Or being the extra festive host. Or handmade gifts and notes for teachers or all of the neighbors could be overdone for you. Overdone could also mean this year, I am going to be getting all of the Christmas shopping done by December 2nd, no matter what. Or I'm going to have an angelic patient attitude with my husband's very critical sister during Thanksgiving, or I'm going to spend an hour a day for 30 days journaling my gratitude. Overdone could be this time, this year, I'm going to do a better job of helping my kids so that they're generous and thankful and reflective and will have less materialism. And I'm going to do it so much better this year. Well, it is right about this time, this week, that ambitious, people-oriented people start wiggling on the inside because those ideas, they're beginning to bounce around and they start out small and a little quiet, but they start bouncing and they're getting bigger. They're collecting almost like a magnet. They start collecting and pulling other things into this idea, things like guilt and shoulds and worry and ought tos, things like I meant to do this last year and I didn't do it, or I've always wanted to have it like this. Or this is such a failure because I'm not doing this. And it all mixes together until we don't have these little small ideas anymore. Now we have big marble or softball size things just bouncing around in our brains. And it starts getting chaotic. So move on to phase two. What we do is we start thinking about, when should I get this started? How am I going to get all of this done? You know, what is my deadline here? How much time do I need? How much money is this going to cost? The panic of wondering if you put it all on your calendar and there you go. It's overwhelm. You've already overdone it before you've had the opportunity to get in and overdo it. So can you recognize a time when you had something to do that was yours and you overdid it? I can. I mean, just recently, matter of fact, I was working on a project and I overdid it. I researched and I designed a solution and I wanted it to be creative. I wanted to have my fingerprint on it. And I went over and above and beyond what was necessary. Can you think of a recent time? I bet you can. So when it happened, how did it feel? Well, honestly, for me, this example, it felt awesome. I was exceedingly happy with the outcome. I have now a reusable tool. It was a lot of hard work. I had many late nights, but I really loved overdoing it. Sometimes overdone is well done. Sometimes we put our heart and our effort and our time and we go crazy on something and it's so worth it. We're happy with the outcome. We enjoyed the process. Sure, some stress points in there. Maybe stayed up a little late. Maybe I didn't make dinner as much as I would have liked to that week for my family, and they had to kind of fend for themselves. But you know what? It was pretty good. It's something that maybe it really hit that internal drive. We were internally motivated. This was something we were passionate about, and it just connected. So we enjoyed going over and above and overdoing it. All went well, and it was well done. But I can also think of many times when I overdid it and it felt horrible. Even limiting myself to sharing an example that is around the holiday season, I still could think of many overdoing it examples that were not those well done, truly well done results. I want to share one with you. And this is from a long time ago. However, man, it's a classic. And I think that there are some elements that many of you are going to think, oh, I resonate with that. I can relate with some pieces of that. Different story, but same story, okay? Well, it all starts back a few days before Christmas, and my mother-in-law came to visit. Now, this was only the second time that I have seen her in my life. She lived in a different state. We went to visit her after we were married, and that went okay, not great, but now she was going to be coming to visit us. And she didn't like me. I already knew she didn't like me. She didn't like me before she met me. As a people pleaser, however, I so wanted her to like me, and I thought maybe this could be the opportunity for just to win her over and have her like me. We lived in a very small house. It was our first home. We didn't have a guest room or anything. It was just 2-bedroom. So we shuffled things around so she could have our room. We could find places we could sleep. And then I did baking and cleaning and cooking and shopping and decorating and whatever we could do within our budget. We wanted to make this a special, warm, cozy, festive time for my mother-in-law. The other piece here is that I was a new mom. I had just had a baby in early August. Since my husband had taken the days off of work for his mom coming, it was the perfect opportunity for me to go and get my hair cut, which I had not gotten my hair cut or done anything for myself since before I had the baby because I didn't have babysitting and my husband couldn't take time off during the day. So I made an appointment for myself as well, which was essential, very important, because not only did I feel this pressure of my mother-in-law coming, but I also had this pressure of going and seeing my own mom. And I knew that if I didn't have my hair and my makeup and an outfit that was showing me at my very best, I would be getting critical looks and critical comments about my appearance, and I did not want that. And so this was important. Okay, so my mother-in-law arrives, and unfortunately, I was sick. I knew it was kind of coming on you when you feel like you're wondering if it's going to be a cold or if it's going to be worse. Well, by day 2 of her being here, I was very sick. Day 3, I had a headache. I had the fever. I had a throat that was on fire. But I, up to this point, was trying to hide that I was sick, and I was continuing to cook and hang out with her, do all of the things to try to win her over. Well, I needed to take a break on week 3. I told my husband, I have overdone it. I have overdone it. I am so sick. I'm dizzy. I can't even stay awake. I have to go lay down. So of course he wanted me to go lay down. I slept for about 3 hours, but this was the day of my hair appointment and I could not miss it. So somehow I dragged my sick sorry self up and out the door. I drove the 2.5 miles to our local salon and I got my hair cut. Now, when I got my haircut, the woman there talked me into getting bangs. So I had these 1990s heavy, solid bang with my long hair, and I had a lot of hair back then. It was very full, and I kind of looked nice. I think it was pretty hip for the time. So I came back and then tried to hang out again and not go and take another nap, but that's how that went. All right, so now it's Christmas Day. Yes, I had overdone it. I still had my fever. I still had my headache. I was powering through on Tylenol. And I had all of my things. I brought my dishes. I brought my hand-decorated, cut sugar cookies that take me hours to do. I had the gifts. I had my baby. I had my new haircut. And I had my mother-in-law. And trying so hard to please and be perfect and be fun and all of those things. My family's there. This should all go well, right? Overdone will be well done. But after all of that, my mother looked at my hair and laughed and said, "Carrie, you're so funny. I can't believe you came wearing a wig." I'm like, "It's not a wig. It's my new haircut." She walked over and tugged at my hair and said, "Oh, it looks so much like a wig." Okay. And after all of that, my mother-in-law asked my husband to change her flight so that she could leave 2 days earlier than what was planned. She said she felt very unwelcome. She didn't like me. She thought that I faked being sick so that I could lay around and be lazy, and that I then was very vain because I got up, if I really was sick, and spent time going and getting my hair done because apparently I had to look so perfect because I was a princess. So that was horrible, the whole experience. Now, there's a lot going on in that story, but it really emphasizes how we can overdo it. Yes, we can overdo it, but it doesn't go well, and it's horrible. Do you suspect that you'll be overdoing something in the next 30 or 40 days? Do you think that you will? I bet you will. I know that I will. Every year I overdo something that isn't the kind of overdoing, like my first example, where it brings me a lot of joy and it brings me a lot of fulfillment to do it. So would you like to be able to eliminate some of your overdoing, or would you like to at least be able to take it down a notch or two? I knew that you wanted to do that. I knew you would. I do too. And so I have a simple exercise that you can do. You could do it right now if you want to grab a piece of paper and a pen, or you can listen to it and do it on your own time. It might take you 5 minutes to do it the first time through. And I just want to say that you could do this once a week till January 2nd if you want to keep yourself from doing the overdoing that keeps you in overwhelm and robs you of the best of what you could have in the next 30 to 40 days. The areas that we overdo at this time of year are those socializing, those gatherings, those events with people. Okay, that's one. Those are the places that we go. There's also the overdoing in the do or the task categories, which are the gifts, the meals, the decorating, you know, all of that stuff. And then the third one is the me category. That's the inner critic. That's the unrealistic expectations or the magical thinking. If you think back to how I opened up the episode, I gave you examples in each three of those categories. So keep those in mind as you consider your list, and we're going to make a list, but as you consider that list, you're going to see that these are going to fall into one of these three categories. There are a lot of different reasons. There are driving reasons why we overdo things this time of year. But if you're like me, you don't have time to deep dive into all of that and try to figure it all out. And you don't need to. You don't need to figure out all of the deep, deep whys in order to do something differently. And so we're not going to spend our time today trying to dissect all of that. We just want a very simple approach to how we can have more calm the next 30 to 40 days. So before you make your list, though, I have a gift for you. I have a gift. Okay, imagine the doorbell is ringing right now, and you go to the door and you see there's an Amazon package. Don't worry, don't start trying to figure out what in the world you ordered or who ordered what, because I told you this is from me. So go ahead, open the box. What you see inside are two gadgets. One is called the Nopinator, and the other is called the Shrinkinator. The Nopinator has a tag on it that reads, "Warning, eliminating a social event, task, or self-inflicted improvement may lead to peace, calm, time, and energy for what matters most." Now take a look at the Shrinkinator. It has a tag that reads, "Warning, operational hazard may result in accepting less than perfect standards and increase your self-acceptance despite criticism." Those are great tools to have, aren't they? So now, if you have that piece of paper and that pen, or do this later, go ahead and make your list of just the things that you know right now that are going on for you, or the things that you want to do in the next 30 to 40 days during this busy time of year. Then we're going to go from top to bottom and look at each one of these items. And this is so simple. The first question we ask is, do I love this? Do I love this? If it's a yes, draw a heart. Do you really love it? Like, overdoing it is a joy. It just hits that spot where you're like, this thing brightens up my day. I can't wait to do this. You're going to then put three hearts. This is a thing that you just love going all out. Okay? There's going to be a lot of things that don't have any hearts. The next thing you're going to ask is, could I nope it? If you could nope it, you could get rid of it. You could nopinator it, get it off your list. You then just put a cancel symbol, or you could put an N, but make sure that you mark down, it's possible to nope this. The next thing you're going to ask is, could I shrink it? That means, could I make this less? Could I reduce the amount of energy and effort? Could I make it mean less? And if that's the case, then draw an arrow pointing down. Maybe you could make 2 kinds of cookies. You don't have to make 5. That would be an example of something that has the ability to be shrunk. You could shrinkinate it. Okay, now that you've done that, go back to your hearts. Look at those hearts again. What needs to go so that you can do what you value, what you love, the things that bring you joy, the things that light up the holiday season for yourself and for others, the thing you're really good at, the thing that energizes you, the things that if you could do this, it wouldn't deplete you. If you didn't have all these other things encroaching on you and these demands and these worries that you put on yourself or these demands, if that wasn't there, this would just be it's so exciting. You don't want to let this go. So consider what needs to go for you to be able to do that. Consider what do you have to lessen? What do you need to shrink? Which stands out to you? Which could be the easiest right now to shrink? Look at your list. Make a little note. Put a little star by those things. It could be pretty easy to shrink this down. It would be pretty easy to make this not such a big deal. Maybe you're recognizing this attitude you have about this or this expectation you're putting on yourself. Maybe it's okay. Maybe you don't have to be the most patient person with your husband's critical sister. Maybe you can just nod and ignore her and go on to something else and not try to make yourself be her best friend. Whatever it is, see what you can shrink your expectations, shrink how much you do it, and look and see what you could nopenator. The things that you can shrink, what would that look like? How would you be able to take it down a notch? If right now you feel like from a 1 to 5, you're treating it like it's a 5, what would it be like to shrink it down to a 2? What would that look like? What would you have to do? Just jot it down, jot a couple words. The nopenator, what would you need to do to get rid of it? Do you need to cancel something? Do you need to make sure that you stop yourself from promising something? What can you do to nopenate it? Can you delegate so that other people are bringing some dishes? What can you do to nope it or to shrink it? Do you want to live the next 30 to 40 days under the pressure that you put on yourself, that you can do it all? You can do all of it when you really honestly know that you can't. You really know that you can't. You cannot do it all and put that expectation on yourself and also have what you want, which is that feeling of more peace and more joy, more focus, and to just be more present. Overdoing isn't the same as doing well. Overdone isn't well done. So the last question that I want to leave you with is, in the next 30 days, what to you is well done? Do you ever stop to think about what does well done look like for you? What does it feel like to you? What are you doing when you're in well done? It might be well done as being able to sit with your family and relax and not be doing as much cooking and as much cleaning and as much tending to during Christmas or during Thanksgiving. Maybe that's well done. Maybe well done is having 2 meaningful, fun events that you do to help you get into that festive spirit. Or maybe well done is it's so valuable and important to you because you are the best baker and you want to bake several varieties of cookies. That's the well done. Something has to go. Something has to go. You matter too. This, the next 30 days, 40 days, you matter just as much as anybody else. One of my clients had a major breakthrough when we were in a conversation and she discovered that when she's taking care of herself and she's valuing herself and doing things that she enjoys, they notice it and it actually has a positive impact and impression on their happiness. And we forget that when we're being overwhelmed, we're being overrun, and we're not able to relax, and we're feeling that chaos, that has a ripple effect as well. We all have choices that we can make being the person we are today, but it's hard to make those choices if we don't slow down and stop and think about it. And so I want to say, slow down and stop and think about it so that you see the choices that you have to make. You can use the Nopinator and you can use that Shrinkinator. And then you also can do some of those triple hearts, those things that you want to overdo. Those are the right things to overdo. And you'll be able to still have some calm and some peace and some energy. You'll be able to get rid of some of that chaos. And this might be one of the better Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's that you've had in a long time. Before I wrap this episode up, I want to call attention to a specific tool that I offer in my free resources on my website. I'm going to put a link for you on that. And it is another way that you can get yourself from feeling frazzled to focused, from chaos to calm. And this is perfect for your everyday things where you're like, I've got so much going on. I cannot even sort through it in my brain to figure out what is mine to focus on. It works for tasks. It also works for when you feel like your emotions are just scattered and not within your control. And it is excellent. You guys, thank you so much for listening. Remember, we are free. We don't have to be bound to pleasing people or doing things perfectly. And that is where we find our authenticity and being who we are. And that is the best person to be. I love this quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Have a great week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. The best way that you can support this podcast is by hitting subscribe or like wherever you're listening to your podcast. Leave a rating and a review, and also send these out to your friends. You'll find links to all of the resources mentioned today in the show notes. Visit carriegoodman.com. On my website, I offer free resources as well as opportunities for group coaching, workshops, and soon to be courses. So check that out. Remember, it's for freedom that Christ set you free. Be yourself. Enjoy today. This world needs you. Till next time.